When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation. And check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's talk about a little Christmas facts and tidbits, of course. And what are some of your favorite things about Christmas, Charles, that are strange?
Well, one thing, I noticed you played a song about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer a while ago. It's an interesting story. It's an amazing story how Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came to be. Originally, it was not a song. There was an advertising director of a department store in Chicago. His name was Robert May. And in the late 1930s, he wrote this poem about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It wasn't a song, as I say. And what he did with it, he used it as a giveaway at the store and also used it as a newspaper ad. It was just a poem about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It was like 1938. 10 years later, 1948, his brother-in-law, it was a man named Johnny Marks, who was a songwriter, and he saw the poem that Robert May had written about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and so he put music to it, and then tried to get somebody to record it, and he took it around to all he was from Los Angeles, he took it all around the artists he knew. Nobody wanted to record it. Nobody was interested in it. And he spent about 6 months trying to get somebody to record the words and the song he had written about Rudolph. Finally, in desperation, he was an old friend of Gene Autry's.
Oh, great.
And Gene Autry, as a favor, Johnny Marks said, geez, I've been trying to get this recorded for so long. So Gene Autry said, okay, and he did it as a favor. He said, I'll put it on the flip side of the next record I have coming out. And he did. He put it on the flip side. And to everybody's surprise, it became one of the biggest hits in music history. And, it's just amazing. Had he not been friendly with Gene Autry, we might never have heard
that
song.
What was the song on the other side?
That I don't know.
Nobody remembers that. They just remember Rudolph.
Everybody forgot that song, and they remember. So, yeah, we have that story in the All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. One other little fact about that story is, originally, Robert May was going to call the reindeer Rolo. He wrote it originally as Rollo, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And he had a four-year-old daughter who said, I think Rudolph, she came up with the name Rudolph. She said, I like Rudolph better than Rollo.
Out of the mouth of babes, huh?
Yeah, and it was really her that named Rudolph. And, as we say, he became the most famous reindeer of all.
My granddaughter sent my mother a Christmas card, and it came back because she put the address wrong, and it freaked her out. But, you know, I began to think, how many Christmas cards are being sent these days? I mean, some of them are electronic, but people are still sending out a lot of Christmas cards. How did that tradition start, Charles?
Well, it started in the middle 1800s in England. There was a man named Sir Henry Cole who liked to engrave pictures and on cards and send them to people. And, of course, regular mail delivery basically just started around that time. So he used to make different engravings of different scenes and send them to friends. He was basically an artist, an aristocratic artist, and he sent it to his friends. And one Christmas, around the middle 1800s, he made a nice Christmas picture and sent it to some of his friends. And then he had some cards left over, so he took them to a store in London, and they put them on sale, and they sold out, like, immediately. So the next year they said to him, you know, how about giving us some more cards with Christmas pictures, Christmas drawings on it, and he did. And that started the tradition. That's where it started. In England in the middle 1800s, people, again, went to the store, bought the cards, and mailed them to their friends and family. And then the father of the U.S. Christmas card is a man named Lewis Prang, who was a printer in Boston, and he printed some Christmas cards about 10 years later, 1860s, and put them on sale in Boston, and they were a big hit. And that's how the tradition of Christmas cards started. It goes back to that.
And I guess from there it probably branched out into all kinds of stuff, like Valentine's Day and everything else.
Right. Yeah, we have to realize that before that time, mail was entirely different. The receiver had to pay for the letter.
Oh, really?
Sender. Yeah. And, you know, that we didn't have regular letter carriers in those days, in the old days.
How'd you like to pay for a bill you get in the mail?
That's right.
Santa Claus, how did that develop?
Santa Claus, well, you know, there really was a real St. Nicholas. He lived in the...
I just talked to him at the top of the show, by the way.
Who's St. Nicholas?
Yeah, he's out there in Manitoba right about now.
Oh, yeah, I guess he's making his rounds.
He's
anyhow,
doing his thing.
In the 4th century in what is now Turkey, and we have this story in the Old Time Book of Fascinating Facts, there really was a St. Nicholas, and he was from a very wealthy family and became well-known for giving money and gifts to people. And that tradition of doing that from his name spread basically around the world. And today, you know, Santa Claus has all different kinds of names around the world. For example, in England, he's called Father Christmas. In France, he's called Papa Noel. But it was the Dutch who, their name for St. Nicholas was Sinterklaas, which in the Dutch language means good saint. And in the 1600s, when a lot of Dutch immigrants came to the United States, they brought with them their custom of calling him Sinterklaas. And then that evolved in English from Sinterklaas into Santa Claus. And that's why we call him Santa Claus today. It's really from the Dutch Sinterklaas, which means the good saint.
We will be ending our program tonight, Charles, with one of our guests, Lionel Fanthorpe's rendition of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." He does a great job doing that. How did that start? Who composed that?
Well, that's an interesting story, too. There was a man named Clement Clark Moore, and I think, as I recall, the year was 1823, is around that time. He was a professor at a theological seminary, and he wrote A Visit from St. Nicholas. It was the night before Christmas. And he wrote it basically for the children in his family. He, as I say, was at this theological seminary. Did not want to make it public, apparently, But a friend saw it. I guess one of the kids showed it around. And the friend sent it to a newspaper in Troy, New York. They published it, and it became a big hit and was picked up by other newspapers and published. And the story is that Clement Clark Moore was very embarrassed by it. Some said he denied authorship of it. He didn't acknowledge authorship of it for about 20 years. But finally, I guess he did, and he got over the embarrassment of a theological professor writing a poem like that. The interesting thing about that, and we can talk a little bit later about hanging stockings for Christmas, that helped popularize that in the United States with the lines in that poem, the stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon
be there. That's right.
Yeah, and that was a famous lines. And then the other thing he did in that poem was name the reindeer. These are the reindeer before Rudolph. The eight reindeer, he popularized their names in that poem, of course. And so that one poem did a lot. And it's kind of funny that he, you know, did not want to acknowledge authorship of it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docu-series like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.